Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you. Intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everybody? Like Pop, men and the blended fam. There's a lot of men out there dating, doing their thing, and there's a lot of women that has children. And are they good women? Good men for these women. We got Miss Gabriella on the line. What's going on, Miss Gabriella?
Nothing. I'm just ready to get started.
Wow, you just like that, just ready to get started?
Yeah.
Wow, Miss Gabriella just not even trying to be enthusiastic. She's like, man, let's get the show going, man. So let's talk.
Pretty much.
Well, she just that's good. She on point. Anyway, so let's talk about this. Men in the blended family. So it's a lot of women out there, Miss Gabriella, got kids. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we need to establish that first. Okay. Now, the type of women I say, and this is my opinion, you can give yours, that men should not get involved with, and it's just my opinion, even if you do have kids yourself, is if she have children, 3-4 kids with these thugs, I don't recommend it. Now, what's your opinion on that, Ms. Gabrielle?
I mean, if it's one kid, and it depends on when she has a child, because, I mean, there's certain things. Like, I know that certain women, I know, like, women in my personal life have, that kind of got tricked. Like, they were young, naive, they didn't have that guidance, and some, you know, they slept with a guy one time and got pregnant, and they were stuck with the kid because their parents didn't allow them to adopt or have an abortion or anything like that. So, and then, there's, you know, they were able to actually turn their lives around and go to school and make something of themselves. So in that case, I wouldn't say it's the problem. But if it's a woman who has stair-step kids, meaning she has a kid that's 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, all by different men and their thugs, I really wouldn't recommend being in a relationship with a woman like that, because to me that shows a lack of judgment. Because there is, I mean, you don't just, it's not like you fall into a bed and get pregnant, you know. That's a conscious choice. Like, I can't stand when people say, oh, well, you know, it was a mistake. Having sex is a conscious choice, not a mistake. You can choose to do it. And you can choose to use protection. And they have, especially in this day and time, there are too many different types of birth control out there for anybody to be pregnant, because it only costs, I think it's about $20-something to go and get that morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
So really, what is the excuse? You know?
Now, you're talking about, go ahead.
There is none. I mean, to me, there is no excuse for getting pregnant anymore.
Now, you're talking about birth control. There's over 30 forms of birth control for women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's only really 3 choices for men. That's it. Condoms, vasectomy, and abstinence. Other than that, men don't have no choice. That's why they were talking about developing a male birth control pill. That would be wonderful. That would be revolutionary for men, because they can actually control their fertility like a woman has a control. I mean, a woman has a lot of power when it comes to kids. You know, she can take birth control. She can kill her kid if she wants to, a.k.a. abortion. We'd agree with it or not. And it would trip me out by some sisters. They're the most holier-than-thou people, but yet they are doing a lot of abortions 3-to-1 to when comparing it to white women, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if you're so Christian, why are you doing abortions? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to get into that on a video one day about, you know, the Christianity in America. But anyway, let me see here. I got a few calls sitting here. Let me see who I got on the line here. Area code 229, you're on the show. What's your name?
Oh, what's up, man? What's up? How y'all doing tonight? This great.
All right.
We're fine. Thank you.
What's going on, brother? What's on your mind?
Well, what's the topic of the show tonight?
Men in the blended family. In other words, getting with females that got kids. Can you make that kind of family work?
You know what? I think you made a video talking about that. And I think, in my personal opinion, I actually think it can work, but I think it works better when you as a man have kids too and the female has kids. If it's just like she has kids and you don't, you know, I think that's kind of, that's a recipe for disaster right there. But if both of y'all have kids, I think it's more prone to work.
Yeah. Yeah, and I explained that. Error code 210, you on the show.
What's good, man? Nigga Norman, you dig?
Yeah, I thought that was you. What's up, man?
Chilling.
Hey, what's all right? Let me ask you that same question. What do you think about getting with a female that got kids?
Well, I'm going to say what my parents told me. They said, start a family. Don't jump into one. I really don't talk to chicks with kids. One may be cool, but you got more than one. I ain't talking to you. I'd rather not do that because it's weird. Like, I'm not the dad. Like, it was like, especially that kid's like 5 years old. They're like, no, I'm not the fucking daddy. Like, they're always there. They're like, you ain't my fucking daddy. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't got time.
Now, let me ask you a question. You don't have kids, right?
No, I ain't got none. Not that.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean,
not that you know.
And so you don't know where you didn't laid your seed?
I don't know, man. I had a dream I might have had one, then I don't know where she at now. Hey, I don't know.
You forgot where you put the tootsie roll, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like you all in Canada right now. I don't know.
Shoot, could be. But a guy in your situation, I agree with that. I don't think a guy without kids should get with a chick with kids for a lot of reasons. Number one, you're still in a selfish state of mind. A woman who has children, or a man actually that has children, they're in a different frame of mind because of the children, and you got to let go a lot of your selfishness when you have kids. Trust me, you do. There's some things, if you want to be a good parent, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be on the street thugging and you got a son at home. You know what I'm saying? Or you can't be in the club twerking and getting drunk or whatever and you got children at home. I mean, any parent with sense, you can't do that. Okay? So I wouldn't recommend you get with a chick, you know what I'm saying, that got kids. Because, like I said, I've been down that road, and for me, like, getting with a chick that don't have kids just didn't work because she didn't understand. Her whole issue was she didn't like the fact that my baby mama had to call me and stuff. You know, because her attitude was, she said, I don't like another woman having access to my man. And I'm like, well, I don't talk to her like that. And a lot of times that comes up and stuff. Let's say, like, if you got a kid as a dude and you get with a chick without a kid, but if you get with a chick that has a kid or a couple of kids, whatever, she understands and that woman has to contact you by your child. And, you know, if the relationship over, it's over. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying, like, now I got some dudes that talk with their baby mama, man, like, they still dating or something. Or they go run to her rescue. There's nothing like that on my end. She can't even call my phone. She blocked from my phone. She got to text me, then I call her. It's that serious of me and her, but we got a lot of bad blood, though. That's a lot of, you know, issue, you know, on my end. But, you know what I'm saying?
To me, it is an awkward feel. Like, I know me personally, you know, I don't have any kids, but, you know, I've talked to females who have kids, you know, and sometimes, you know, every now and then I'll catch one that might have one kid and I might just, you know, I might let that slide. But, you know, then you got a lot of females out here who have several kids. You know, and the more kids they have, the more strikes that count against them in my book. Because I met this one female. This chick had like, oh man, she wasn't that old, but she was older than me. She was probably like in her early to mid 30s. This chick had like 6 kids going on 7.
Oh hell no!
But she didn't look like she did, but she did. And as soon as she told me that, you know, that was it. You know what I'm saying? That was such a turnoff. You wouldn't believe how much of a turnoff that was.
I mean, was it from a was she just married and then she got divorced, or was
No. She had like 3 different baby daddies.
No.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I knew a lady that actually had more children than that, and she was about think she was about 24, anywhere from 24 to 26. And she had kids ranging from ages, I think it was like 3 to 12 or something like that. And they were all, I think it was like 8 or 9 kids. And she was pregnant too. So.
Yeah.
Man, I bet.
And then, like, she was upset because one of my family members didn't want to be in a relationship with her. But it's like, you did that to yourself, you know?
Man.
Yeah. And see, that's one thing, you know, I think women need to understand, you know, when you start having these kids, you need to really understand. I know sometimes things happen. It may be from a marriage or a serious relationship, but you know, they need to understand when they laying down with all these different guys, they need to understand the consequence, and that's going to make them very undesirable to the next guy that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing for a guy, too.
Yeah, I did a video called Taking Care of Another Man's Kids, a Big No-No, and you shouldn't be doing that. Now, I say I wouldn't talk to a chick with kids. I never say I wouldn't fuck a chick with kids.
Yeah, but see, let me tell you the problem with that. If the chick got a kid, that tells you one thing: she's fertile for one. And then the second thing is, a lot of times them single moms go through a long drought without a man. And then you come in and you do something like that, you're gonna make them crazy, and they're gonna want to hurt your behind. I know what I'm telling you. Because single moms don't really have too many. Like, it's a lot of dudes that want to sleep with them, but it's not too many dudes that want to actually take them serious because of the kids. I mean, it's not. That's why I say it's not easy for a woman being a single mom. Because as a single dad, we get all kind of play from women. If matter of fact, if you're a good dad to your kids, and a woman sees that, they gonna want you more because the fact that you're a good dad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, it's totally different for women than men. I mean, it's kind of messed up because you both still parents, but they the one get the bad end of the stick. And plus, with a guy, 9 times out of 10, he don't have custody of his children. So she only going to see the kids every other weekend if you type of dude to pick up your kids that he's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So it's a totally different situation. That's why women don't trip if a dude say, I got kids. But a dude will trip because 9 times out of 10, no matter what, you have to take on those children if you're getting involved with her, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a rule, and I know it's about to be messed up what I'm about to say, and some people may not even agree with what I'm about to say. I was always saying, due to me having a son and knowing how my son is and how he can get out of hand, I said if I get involved with a chick, I'm going to be real hard to get involved with her if she got sons. But you know why that I say that? Because the son of another man eventually is going to challenge me when he, you know, and I can't knock him on it. I can't knock him in his face or hit him in his chest. Like you say, mm-hmm. you could your own,
mm-hmm.
you get what I'm saying? Cause first time you do something like that, see a girl, if you come in a situation with a girl and you treat her, you know, you treat her right. That girl would actually start caring about you like you, her father and whatever. Mm-hmm. Girls are different. But them boys, you know, when they get to that teenage stage, they, you know, after they get their first little wet dream, they think they're a man now. You know what I'm saying? And then they realize they can use that thing for more than a pen. Then they want to start testing you then. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about being a dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The age they get
yeah.
to.
It's,
but they want to start.
It's inevitable. They're going to test you, especially when they realize or when they going to know anyway. But when they get older and they start knowing that, okay, this ain't my dad and, you know, he can't tell me what to do and all this. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a messed up situation. But, you know, it's not always like that. But I'm saying with little black boys, at least I'm going to say, you know, I know. And then it's messed up if that woman, it's another thing. You got to see how that woman raised her kids, too. Because them kids make or break the relationship you have with that woman. I'm telling you, if you're smart, you better pay attention to that. Don't you get involved with a chick and her kids are unruly, because you're going to deal with them unruly kids that's not yours. And then you got to watch how you do things with them, because if you do say a certain thing to them, or you think, now some guys got the idea, well, if I take care of them kids, I'm going to bust their tail, too. But then me, I don't agree with that. If I didn't make you, I don't hit you. That's just kind of how I look at it. I tell her to deal with the situation. If it's so bad that, you know, that I can't deal with it, I bounce before I put a hand on you, because it's just you looking to get in too much trouble that way.
Yeah. Just and also, I think it's important too, if you do come in contact with a female that has kids, look at what kind of relationship she has with her family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually she has a strong relationship with her mom and her dad. You know, those kids are going to be better kids.
Yeah.
You know. So,
yeah.
Because I was in a situation like that. I was dating a lady, and she has a son. And, you know, that she kept that boy on the straight and narrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even though he didn't have, you know, his dad in his life, his, you know, her mom and dad, you know, they made sure that, you know, he was doing all the right things, you know, so they and her dad, he played the father figure role,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make sure that he stayed on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, it's not like that. You know, you have females who don't, first of all, their baby dad ain't in the picture, and their parents weren't in the picture, and then, you know, you just got these wild kids running around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But, you know, like I said, like with my particular situation, you know, like I said, I met my wife, we got to talking and everything, and, you know, we started talking about kids, and I said, well, look, I have kids, you know, she told me, she has kids. Who got the scratch going on in the background? Is that new, you, Nola? That Nola, he watching Stevie J anyway. So we got together, and you know, she was telling about her kids and stuff like that. Now, one thing as a man, I feel men should do when a woman says she has kids, you need to really pay attention to how she is as a mother, because if she is not attentive to her kids, if she is trying to put, you know, you over her kids, that says a lot about her. Is that
that's Nola? No,
that's not me.
Okay, Nola. Nola, I'll mute him for a minute. Anyway, you got to definitely pay attention to how the woman has her kids, man, because you know you got to pay attention to a lot of things. You go to her house, you need to look around the whole house, you know, kind of a quick glance, see if it's clean. You know what I'm saying? Look in the bathroom. I always tell dudes, you go to a chick house, go in the pill cabinet and see what she got kind of pills in there. If you understand what it is, Google it. You won't I be trying to tell dudes how to protect themselves. You can say wild David,
you're
Gabriella,
right.
People be having all kind of stuff it won't tell you.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard all kind of people stories. They sit up there and found, you know, pills in their husband's.
Lithium.
Yeah, whatever. And they say.
Lithium and Prozac.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, Prozac, or it could be on some media medicine or something.
Oh,
Lord.
See, I actually do that, too. See, I can't be sad, because I thought I was the only one that would be snooping around people's bathrooms, but.
I say when you first meet them. I ain't say after.
I mean, I do. I snoop around people's bathrooms, because I like to know, like, what kind of stuff you have in there, just in case. I actually had somebody come over my house, and they did the same thing. I didn't even say anything, because, I mean, that shows that you're a smart person, because you got to know what kind of person you're dealing with.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Lord knows she could have she got the Oraquick test in there. You know what those are, right?
No, refresh my memory.
Oraquick, those at-home AIDS testing kits.
Oh, no.
And she got like 3 or 4 Oraquicks in there. And she got pregnancy tests and all kind of crazy things. Like, who knows what kind of stuff people have? Like, I've seen people have stuff like that in their bathroom. So, you never know.
What kind of people you be talking to, Gabriella?
Uh-huh.
I know. I mean, that's usually the last time I speak to them, but that's females. I'm just saying, like, females, because they be doing crazy stuff, but.
Now, my thing is, you don't want to sit up there and find no Valtrex in there, like, Valtrex, I know what that is, I'm out.
What's that?
The herpes medication.
Oh, Lord.
I'm out. You ain't seen that commercial for Valtrix?
I don't watch TV like that.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've seen that commercial many times. Say, well, any pill I know about Viagra and Valtrix. Mm.
And Prozac and lithium.
And Cialis and all the other stuff I see on TV.
And like you said, if you don't know what it is, Google it. I can understand if it's pain pills or something like heart medication or something if you need it. But if it's anything other than that.
I got Vicodin in my shit.
You got Vicodin?
That sounds like you. That really does.
Yeah, I got Vicodin.
I wouldn't put it past
you. What you do with the Vicodin, Nola? You take it with a shot of vodka?
Nah, I don't drink. I just take it for my headaches sometimes. I get headaches after my shoulder.
You
but it makes me sleep.
You can't take a Tylenol?
I run a Vicodin. It makes me feel mellow, you dig?
You ain't got to take that. You can get that. You can tell the doctor you give you the 800 milligram Motrin, because that's the one I tell them. Like they wanted to give me a Loratab last time when I went to the when I got my what's that thing, root canal and bridge and all that at the dentist. And I say, oh no. Do what?
No, you go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I said no. Give me the 800 milligram Motrin. I said, because I know that stuff work. All you got to take is one of them. That's a strong pill.
I had Motrin with Tylenol. I had ibuprofen and shit.
Well, Motrin is ibuprofen, dude.
For real?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's 800 milligrams of ibuprofen.
Oh, shit.
It's a muscle relaxer. That's what it's supposed to do.
Well, ibuprofen is better than acetaminophen anyway, because that's what Vicodin is. Vicodin is just basically a Tylenol on steroids with a narcotic in it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I would recommend naproxen, but that's just me.
Oh, you take naproxen?
It's just a muscle relaxer.
Oh no, some people got a reaction though to naproxen sodium. Well, that's the active ingredient that actually in the leaf or whatever. So
I mean it's for females. I'm not gonna talk about it, but it's
she going to pop them pills.
No, I do not pop pills. I take them if I need them. Unlike you, I don't be sitting there kicking back, popping Vicodins like it's Skittles.
You don't be selling Vicodins for $5 a pill, huh?
Nah, I just take my shit. Watch, you play mad and take Vicodins and zone out. I see that nigga coming from the left side. It slows everything down for me, man.
Man, this boy here talking about he's taking pills, trying to slow stuff down like the Matrix. Let me ask you a question. If you met a chick, okay, and she ain't let you meet her kids yet, right? And she like, I mean, she's every single thing you be looking for in a woman. Everything. You know what I'm saying? She can cook. She can clean. She look nice. She doll herself up. I mean, she, whatever, with a definition of bad, whatever that may be in your mind, okay, the woman you've been looking for. But she got two kids.
Yeah,
would you take her serious? Not sex her. Would you take her serious?
Yeah.
Nah.
Wow.
Go ahead. You go first, Nolan.
To a certain extent, yeah.
What is this extent? Like what is this extent? What did you mean by a certain extent?
If I go with her, like act like we go in a relationship just to hit it and like show her around like she's my trophy, like yeah, I could do that. You know, but I can't really take it serious.
So basically you'll play with her emotions.
She playing with her own emotions, because I never said I was going to take it serious.
So you tell her up front. You tell her Nola up front. Look, I hang with you, but I'm not gonna take you serious. If you cool with that, we can do something. You tell him that.
I don't say the word taking serious. I say we could be friends with benefits, and if they say yeah, it's cool. That's what I say.
But a lot of women sit there and they do that. They think that they're gonna be able to trick you into a relationship, though, and they don't. They'll be sitting there in these friends with benefits relationships for years. And they won't they'll be like, oh, well, he's my boyfriend, and we've been on and off, and we have a relationship, but really they, I mean, it'll be a friends of benefits situation, and the woman will be sitting there. Basically, she's playing herself. That's what I think. Because as a woman, you know. I mean, after a certain point, you should know whether it's a friends with benefits or if it's really a serious relationship. And there's certain things that a man does that shows that he really does love you and care about you. And if he's not doing those certain things, then you're playing yourself.
Well, see, a lot of females, though, man, I want to throw this out there, what she's talking about. A lot of females will say, okay, yeah, we can do the friends with benefits thing, because she thinks in her mind that, you know, the pussy she got between her legs will just make you just be a simp all of a sudden to whatever she's thinking in her mind. And too many females think that, and dudes sit up there and oblige them with the sex, and they never get what they want out of it. Then that's when they turn crazy. You could tell them what you just said, and they agree with that. But the whole time, they only giving it to you because they say, well, I can get a relationship out of it. You know what I'm saying? They do that all the time. Yep. When females have sex, it's one of two things. Either it's emotional, some emotional attachment with it, or if they some sort of hoe, then it's no emotional attachment. That's how I look at it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I was just going to say... to answer that question that you asked Nola, it depends on the situation. If the circumstances surrounding her having those kids was that, you know, let's just say she had been in a marriage and, you know, let's just say something went wrong, or her husband might have died, or they just, you know, things didn't work out. That might be a circumstance where I would indeed take her seriously. Also, maybe if here's my thing with women that have kids already. One of the questions is, will she be willing to have more kids? Because I want my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'm not. You know, there's nothing wrong against her having her own kids, her own kids, but, you know, I want mine too. So a woman who already has two kids, she might not want to have no more kids. You know, it just depends, you know. And some women are willing to compromise, but then you have some women who, you know, they're like, well, I'm through with this.
Yeah. And that's why those kind of women need a man to say he don't want no kids. But now I'm glad you threw I'm glad you threw that out there about the kids, because then you run into this dynamic for some guys, and a lot of guys are bad about this. You know, thank God I'm not like that. I've never been one to make a difference with children. To me, children are children. But a lot of guys do that. They'll be cool with the woman's kids until they have a kid of their own with her, and then they'll treat their own a little different, you know, of course, if they own kid versus her kids, and then her kids will notice it, okay? And then that starts like a drama in the house and like a beef between the kids, because eventually the kid going to know that, oh, my dad cut for me, but don't really cut for y'all. But when you came into the situation, you already knew she had kids. So it's like, how would you deal with that?
Because
you want to have more kids. You know what I'm saying? So naturally you're going to look at your child a certain way, but you got to be – how would you deal with that?
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because there was a guy on YouTube, he made a video about that, and he was saying, like, he was just basically saying, like, how a lot of people think that when guys are dating women that have kids, you know, they use her kids that she has, hoping that they'll get closer to getting the pussy, but in all actuality, you know, he said never use a woman's kids to get close to her.
No,
you know,
don't do that.
He said, because basically you're just simping. He said, always just, you know, come at her. Don't use her kids to get close to her. And I think that's true, man, because I've had
It's more than true. It's actually foul to do that, because these kids thinking you genuinely care about them, or you like you, and then you just playing those kids to get between their mama's legs because you ain't got no game to get in between her legs on your own. And so that's real foul.
Yeah, well,
that's
it's legal. It's legal.
Yeah, but that's wrong. That's, you know what that's going to do to the kids, though? Because I've seen men do that before, that they'll sit there and they'll buy toys for, you know, a woman's kids, or they'll sit there and they'll take the kids out to play and stuff like that. After they get the woman, they'll sleep with the woman for a little while, and then they'll bounce, and the kids are left heartbroken.
Yeah, because they miss them, and they're like, we yet, and, you know, and all kind of stuff. Well, hold on a second. Eric Cole 404, you on the show? Eric Cole 404?
Who is laughing?
I don't know. They ain't saying that. Oh, okay. And I was talking to Eric Cole 404.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, what's going on? What's your name, man?
Oh, the manual.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, what's up,
bro? Yeah. No, I was just listening, but since you brought up the topic, I can remember as a kid, man, my mom, me and my brother was in the crib, and, you know, my mom was dating this dude, and he was trying to do the same exact thing that you guys talk about. Like, see, I'm kind of older, so, you know, I don't know if you remember the days of Nintendo.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Remember when Nintendo first came out?
Dude, I've seen Nintendo, too.
This whack nigga used to come through bringing video games over, you know, Legend of Zelda and Mike Tyson's Punch Out on these games, trying to
Tecmo Bowl
with us. Yeah, Tecmo Bowl, you know, and he'd sit down and play. I mean, he was a cool dude, but, you know, it was a situation where I think, you know, that he was just doing it to kind of get in good with my mom. And, you know, so I thought that was funny that you just happened to mention that, but. No, it depends, man. I actually was dating somebody not too long ago, maybe like four or five months ago, and she had a kid, and it's all good, you know, because I'm a man of a certain age, you know, I'm over 30, so I'm 35 actually, so you know, it very very rare will I find a woman nowadays my age that doesn't have at least one kid, you know, And the thing about it was I really liked the girl. You know, I didn't have a problem with her having kids. The thing that turned me off about the whole situation was the problems that she had with the child's father.
Ah, you know, that's another dynamic dealing with a woman with kids, the baby daddy.
And it was just a constant headache for me. And, you know, because we used to talk on the phone, and I'm not one. You know, if I'm dating you and I really like you, I mean, I'm not one to tell you I don't want to hear all that shit or anything like that. You know what I mean? So if you're having a bad day because you know you guys are having, you know, some argument over the kid, you know, I'll be an ear for you to listen to. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I really did like her, but it just became too much of a headache because, you know, it seemed like at one point that's all we talked about. You know, and I'm sitting here like, you know, okay, I understand you got some issues, but I don't want to hear it all the time. You know, and I had to let her know. You know, I said, you know, you guys are gonna have to work something out. You know, I don't know what it is because I never wanted to get inside her business like that. I mean, but I had to tell her. I said, you got to work whatever it is that you guys need to, you know, work out and fix. I think you guys need to do that, but you know, because I can't. Cause that's not fair to me. You know, that's not fair to me. I mean, I understand she got the situation, but what about me? You know, because I don't have any kids.
And that's what I was about to ask you. It sounded like you did not have any kids because everything you just said just told me before I was about to ask you had no kids because you don't understand why she's talking to you about that. For instance, like I said, like I was saying earlier, I was dating a chick before my wife that didn't have no kids. And her biggest issue was, you know, my baby mama calling my phone or texting me, asking me this, asking me that, even though it ain't on nothing like that. I can't stand the chick, but she didn't like the fact that she had access to me like that. You get what I'm saying? But she didn't understand versus my wife. My wife understood that she had to call me and then we could talk about the situation with her and all this other stuff. And she never said, I don't want to hear about daddy. Because she would give me advice. Well, look, as a woman, do it this way, do it that way, or tell her this, tell her that. So what she was telling me, she was giving me what to say, so it would help me out to cut off the problem. You know what I'm saying? So, but I guarantee if you had a kid, you probably would have responded to her different than that.
Right. And that's what I told her. I said, you know, I could only imagine, you know, what's going on. And I tried to be fair. I really did. You know, I didn't come into the situation saying, oh, I don't want to hear none of your goddamn problems. I'm, you know, just come over and give me some pussy or, you know, or whatever. You know, I tried to be as fair as possible. You know what I mean? Because that when I was, you know, maybe younger, you know, had I known that's not what I wanted to get with the situation that I wanted to get into, maybe I would have just kind of just was in it for the smash off. But, you know, like I said, I you know, she was cool in the game, and I liked her like that, you know. But however, you know, it was just that dynamic that became tiresome for me. You know, and a piece of me thinks that I never asked her, but a piece of me thinks that she was still mentally in that, you know, sort of world or in that kind of relationship. You know, I don't think she was quite over. I don't know if she was quite over him or quite over it. You know, but there was pieces of me that always felt that, you know, and that was that really, you know, that was why I was really reluctant to kind of jump out the window and kind of go all in with it, you know. Because at any point, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, she can just call me up one day and say, listen, you know, I done got back my, you know, my child's father. We want to start this family and make it right. And then I'm over here stuck in the, you know what I mean, stuck in the sand, you know what I mean, because you don't put me all the way out here, and I done sort of took two steps forward towards you, and that you jumping up out the pot, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, man. My thing is this: when it comes to a dude or a female that got a kid, you know, the first thing you should do is after you find out got a kid, you need to inquire about the child's father. Is he in their life, and what's the status with him? And the first thing I do, I stare right at her eyes and her body language to see how she's going to talk about it. If she talks about him in a dry, generic way, like, you know, yeah, we got a kid, you know, it's over with, you know, he sees his child, he does this, he does that, that's it. You know, but if she got a look in her eye, like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it changes, her mood changes, it looks like, you know, she's kind of apprehensive, she having some sort of emotion talking about him just in her body language. I say, oh, no, something ain't right with that situation. I say, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because, you don't get involved with no chick that's still talking to her baby daddy like that. You just don't.
And the thing is, I was telling a friend of mine the other day, I told him, I said, you know, a piece of me wishes, not wishes, but a piece of me thinks to myself, well, if I was to deal with a woman with a child, I almost wish that the dude wasn't in her life. Or in the child's life, so that way
actually
it's
easier. Actually,
yeah,
it's easier.
Yeah, because
it is very easy, right, that way.
Yeah, because if you got a deadbeat nigga who's never there for the kid, then it seems like it'll just make it easier because now you don't have to deal with that variable.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. It makes it a whole lot easier on you. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes chicks wish they didn't have to deal with the baby mama. You know, so it works, especially when you have a crazy baby mama. That's why I say, man, my wife, boy, she put up with a lot at first with my baby mama, man. My baby mama was talking some hell. My wife wanted to fight her. Like, for real. My wife wanted to fight her for real.
There's other things that you have to deal with, too, especially, you know, because I'm in a situation where, you know, where I'm currently reside now, I don't know if I'm going to be here in the next 2 years, and next year, hell, I don't know if I'm going to be here in 6 months, you know, so now what happens, you know, when you do wife up, you know, not wife up legally in terms, I'm just talking, you know, I'm just the slang I'm using, wife up, you know, whoever, and now say for instance, I come to her and I say, well, listen, babe, you know, such and such offered me a job out in California making paper. Let's get engaged. Let's get married. Let's do this. So now, you know, what's going to happen between, you know, her and the child's father? But now, when the child's father saying, you know, fuck that, my child ain't going nowhere. She's staying here. So now you got to deal with that too. You know. So that's just you know, a piece of what you might have to deal with. You know, when you're dating someone with kids, both men and women.
Well, you know, look, man. I can tell you the legal aspects of that. Unless they have a court order stating that child cannot leave a certain miles away, then the woman can leave at any given time. and they would have to work something out on visitation rights. Because that I can tell you, because I mean I could have got it put in my divorce decree that she couldn't move out the county. You know what I'm saying, with my kids. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, nah, you know, I don't think it's going to come to all that or whatever. So, you know, it's a lot of things you got to ask about, you know, when you get involved with a chick, you know, like, because eventually you got to, like, if a chick get involved with a dude with kids, she need to know if he paying child support and how much. Because that comes into play when you get involved with a dude with a kid. It's like, if a chick getting child support or not. I mean, not to say you trying to take the money, but, hey, them kids got expenses. And you coming into the situation, you know what I'm saying? Everything gonna come underneath one roof. You know, you feel me? I mean, so it's a lot of things that you got to talk about, you know, when you have, you know, a woman has children or even a man has children himself. Area code 678, you on the show?
Yeah, this is Chad. How you doing, this Vice Show?
Oh, what's up, Chad?
Yeah, man, listen to the conversation, man. Blending families. I'm not having kids until I'm about 40 years old, yo.
Good deal. Good
yeah,
for you.
40 years old, yo.
I bet you not.
You said
what?
What you
gonna...
Someone asked me why not, or what?
No,
you said I guess you're not going 40. To have kids.
Till I'm 40 years old.
Okay, and why? Okay, hold on. Why you don't want to have kids until you're 40?
Too much responsibility. The woman will use your kids against you in some aspects. And what else? What else is another good reason? And, and because you have to do it when at the age you're responsible at.
Well, you know,
what if
my
final white girl.
Would you say no?
What if it was a fine white girl that came along?
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, Nola. I'm not that weak.
Well,
oh, all right.
Well, you know what? You want to throw the thing about white girls?
I'm sorry.
I know what Nola's trying to say. He thinks I'm weak. He thinks I'm one of those brothers that would just get any damn white girl and just bang. Hell no, man. I'm not getting a woman till I know straight up she's cool and she's gonna, you know, be in a good relationship, black or white, man. That's how I deal with black women or white. Well, I'm messing with Asians or no Mexicans. You feel me?
Well, I don't feel you on that, but okay.
I was talking to Nola, though, but I mean, bad advice. So my bad that you don't feel me, but I still agree with about 90% of what you say, though. So.
Yeah, hey, we don't all supposed to agree with everything, but my question to you I was going to ask is...
Yes, sir.
You know, you're talking about you don't want to have kids until you're 40. Now, Nola brings up, say, what if you meet a bad white girl? Most white girls take birth control, too, though. They believe in that junk. Mm-hmm. They do. Because the white girls be screwing more than everybody, but they don't be having kids, though.
Well, yes, they do, but they don't have the evidence.
No, they don't have evidence. So they believe in that birth control. Their mama took them down there when they was 12 to the gynecologist to put on birth control.
It's true. That's why I'm laughing, because I know it's true. I know girls in middle school that were on birth control. They haven't even got their periods for like a year yet, and they were already on birth control.
Yeah, because, you know, some people be like talking about, say, when you got to watch them, the Hispanic females, you're getting pregnant. Shoot, black women, you better hug them getting pregnant. So it's the same thing. Hmm. And they don't believe in birth control like they all Catholic or something. And then most black folks are Baptist and Methodist. So why are you not on birth control? But all y'all in the church.
Because they'll say, birth control. Because there's, for some reason, there seems to be a stigma in the black, for black females, that if you're taking birth control, that automatically means that you sleep around a lot. So a lot of them won't take
Okay, what's the stigma about condoms then?
They're allergic to latex.
Yeah,
and they don't like
so.
How it feels. They'll just make up some silly excuses. They don't want to use them.
Because every situation, and I've had dudes tell me time after time after time, the female tell him to take off the condom. The dude actually put it on, so, you know, I'm going to use a condom, whatever. You know, and mm-hmm. chick, and you know, he's doing his thing, and he's like, no, I'll take it off. I'm like, man, forget that. Forget that. Like, No, if a female tell you to take it off, they'll say, oh, just for that reason I ain't taking it off. You said I need to take it off. We're trying to get pregnant?
Exactly. Well, keep that on or have that girl be on birth control.
Yeah.
You're in the fucking country. You'll take anything off. Like, for real?
No, no, you just take it off and bust all kind of nuts, huh?
Nah, I never took it off, though, but it's tempting. I'm like, dang.
Now, no, I have a question for you. Why did you put on Facebook Happy Mother's Day to the ghetto mothers or the hood rats?
Oh, you gotta shout them off too, man. Their mothers.
Man, they ain't no mothers, man. They just using them kids for some money.
Man,
come on,
mother,
man.
They had the baby between their legs. That's their kid.
Okay, all right. I was just wondering about that.
And then that's another thing. These females having all these babies, you know, I don't see why dudes fool with them because, shoot, all their walls are loose.
Exactly.
Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, unless they had a bunch of C-section, then they have a C-section, you got to deal with, oh, man.
You
got to
deal with their stomach, though, because it's going to be looking all like I don't even know how to describe it, but I saw this. I actually, see, this is the reason why I stopped hanging out with females, because I went out to a party with these two girls. She came in there. I didn't know that she had just had a baby recently. And then her stomach still looked like a bag of oatmeal or something. It looked disgusting. She was walking on the fishnet. She had dropped her baby off at home, and I had to go and pick. I had to wait for her baby to go to sleep so we could take her to the club or whatever. Then she came in the club she was over there. She and her friend bent up, butt up, shaking their ass in the club. One of them had her C-section stomach looking like an old bag of oatmeal, like hanging out of her little psychedelic leggings.
And hell no.
I was just like, that was the last time I ever spoke to either of those two girls. I was like, I can't do it. But
man, I don't even go to the club with
them. I don't even know. I was bored because people kept telling me, you need to go out. Go out with girls your age. Have some fun. I'm like, all right, I'll go. This is what happened. But I have a question, though. Okay, so would you date a woman that had two kids and it was from a marriage? Like, they had been married for, like, let's say they were married for 5 years and it didn't work out and she had two kids. Would you date a woman like that?
Who want to answer that question first?
No.
Jack.
Wow. So I feel like I'm scared to have kids.
Well,
I already
pretty much said that I would. Depending on the situation, I probably would. If, especially if she was like, you know, if everything else was straight, I probably would.
Mm-hmm.
Nola, you're dating Nola, or you won't take it serious?
You know, no.
The two kids.
I said, she was married. She got divorced. She was married for 5 years. Got divorced, and she had two kids. Would you take her? I'm not talking about play around with her. I'm talking about like you would get in a relationship that would lead to marriage, like that kind of thing.
She got money.
Well, I would hope so, Nolan.
I would hope so. Amen. Maybe she has alimony payments or whatever. So
yeah, if that kicks in, then yeah, I'll do it.
Because it gets to a certain point, and that's why I need to do a Simps Anonymous about that. Teach y'all dudes, you won't be simping if you get a chick with a career. You don't have to simp because they got money. Y'all need to start dating some nurses, some paralegals. Y'all fooling all these old teeny bopper club twerkers. They ain't got no career and broke. You know what I'm saying? Get that.
You want a chick.
And
a black Mario Williams.
Mario Williams. Don't get me started talking about that simp Mario Williams. Hold on a second. Eric Code 509, you're on the show. Eric Code 509? Well, they hung up. Anyway, yeah, Mario Williams, don't even get started talking about that dude. That dude's stupid. Like, man, you got money, dude. You got notoriety. There's no reason for you to be a simp. There's just no reason. There's none.
What happened with him? What happened with him?
He got
the one where he was engaged to the girl. She didn't give the ring back or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and Mario Williams got with this chick, okay, and he was just tricking off. He bought her almost $750,000 engagement ring. He was giving her his American Express card, using it all over the place. Well, you know, she broke it off with him, don't want to give him back his own ring.
Was she like one of these stripper chicks?
No. Uh-uh.
A white bitch.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, but it was some dudes like, and I put in the video, I say in the video, I say, see, and I'm glad it happened because of this. And there was another brother that the same thing happened to, and it was a white chick too. And I was trying to say, brothers, a lot of brothers think that, you know, only black women are playing. I was like, man, white females play dudes too. All females can play you. It don't matter the race. You know what I'm saying? And but the problem is a lot of brothers got they blinders on to non-black women. Like, they don't do that to them, then they shock them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They think only black women will do that stuff. Like, man, that's
Amen.
A good female. Would do that.
I mean, I wouldn't even take a man seriously if he was doing stuff like that anyway. Because you would, cause there's certain things that a man can do that would make a woman say, "Oh, well, he's just a simp." You know, I would love if a man would give me his American Express card and let me and say, "You can buy whatever you want." But at the same time, if you really want a woman to take you seriously, you can't be throwing money around like that.
Another good example of a simp is Tom Joyner kissing up to that woman who was bussing that bus driver around. He was kissing up to her in that interview.
Because
he's lied on it. But I got to admit, man, I still give that sister about a 7 or 8, though. You know, but, you know.
Hmm. Shadia Lane?
Yeah, man.
What? Shadia Lane?
7 or 8 out of 10.
Man, wow, really,
yeah,
man?
You got some low standards.
I must be a 12 or something by your ratings if you give it to Dia Lane a 7 or 8.
Man, it's out of 10. That's what it's out of.
Okay, then I get a 10 out of 10, then, if that's your ratings. She has no class. She got no class, but she's not cute, so...
I mean, I'm just saying she's cute. I mean, she's cute on camera, but not like in that video I saw. She deserved to get punched uppercut, though. She did.
Oh, hey, Ms. Gabriella, since they all here, we're going to ask this question. We were having a discussion about this one female before the show. What would you give that chick, Carmel Kitten, out of 1 out of 10?
You already know what I said about her.
No, but I'm asking what they think, 1 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna be like straightforward. She got kids, so she already lost some points right there. So that knocks you down to about a 5 or 6.
Damn, sister.
Hush. She's not that cute in the face, so that just makes And then she's kind of fat too. So it's like, I got a better body than her, and I'm prettier than her. So it's like I can say that if I want to, and I don't have to care.
Dang, you dissing her.
So I don't care.
Hold on. I gotta step in. That chick works out though. She don't have no stomach. She works out. You know what I'm saying? I give her that. She does work out. She works out pretty hard. I mean, she does. If you look at her timeline on Twitter,
the stuff I have seen. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen her recently, but the stuff I've seen before, she didn't look all that great. But still, at the same time, I mean, if you guys think she's bad, you would date her. That's up.
No. I didn't say that. I'm just saying. I'm just answering your question when you was talking about the other thing. You know what I'm saying? Eric Cole 402, you on the show?
Yeah. How you doing?
What's your name?
Blackman 37.
Oh, okay. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, family?
What's up?
Hey, we're good.
Anything you want to add?
I wouldn't be surprised Tom Joyner was trying to kiss up to somebody. I mean, he's not married no more.
Damn.
He's already a simp to Obama, so why should I be surprised he's a simp to her?
Man, forget that. You know my favorite radio personality? I got two favorite radio personalities. The first one I like is Charlamagne the God. That's my favorite. And then after him is Star. That's my two favorite right there. did you hear that Vlad TV interview Star did?
No, I don't know if I heard that one.
The one he said 50 want to feed his niggas. It's like everybody keep repeating that.
Wow.
You gotta see it. You a laugh how he said it. But anyway,
wow.
But them two right there, you gotta see it to understand. If you go look on a Vlad TV YouTube page. And look at the thing about, you know, what Star talking about 50 Cent and G-Unit reunion. Watch that little video. You'll laugh at it. But anyway, yeah, man, Charlamagne will tell a dude to his face, like, man, you garbage. Like, I don't see you having no hits. Like, he just jumps in their face. And I say, man, I like dudes like that. Just tell you, he don't care what if you like it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
nigga.
Well, he called that one woman a man. Well, are you a man?
Yeah. Matter of fact, that was so funny to me. That's why I had to put it on my website. That one interview he did with Stevie J and Jocelyn. He called her Rihanna man. That's what he was calling her.
Wow.
And he wouldn't let up either. He was like that through the whole interview.
But what I like about her, she come back at him too the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't let off of it.
But the camera can't think she live in my city.
You're
a lucky man, Nola.
Okay, that's nice. But the standard that I'm judging her by is, would you marry her? I don't care if you would lust after her, if you would date her, if you would sleep with her. I'm saying, would you actually take me down the aisle? And if you would not, then to me, if you are not wife material, then you, I mean, who cares? You know, that just doesn't, it's like just a, it's just, I don't
know. We don't think like that, dude.
But it's like, okay, but I know dudes don't think like that. But it's like, I could do the same stuff if I wanted to do, too. Like, if I wanted to, I'd probably make more money than she could. But it's like, that makes you look bad as a woman.
Okay, yeah, that's her problem. That ass. Did you see the ass? Shit.
Really, Nola? You really got to say this in front of a woman, dude?
I know she has by black man standards, she has a nice body. But I'm saying, if you wouldn't really take her seriously, it's like, what's the point? Like, okay, yeah, you guys were left after her, but who cares? You know?
She don't take herself seriously.
That kind of behavior isn't going to get her a husband. I don't know if she has one.
Supposedly she's in a relationship with Stevie J, the king of creep life.
For real?
Whatever.
Oh,
yeah, supposedly in a relationship with Stevie J, what I heard.
That guy get on my nerves, boy.
I need to join his team or something, like.
Stevie J, man, he be making me laugh, boy. Like, my wife, she hates Stevie J. She hates him.
He's irritating, though, to me.
I love that nigga, man. That's my nigga right there.
you be tweeting him on Twitter, no?
Nah, I ain't got a Twitter, but I'm going to hit him up, dude. I'm going to find his Twitter.
You want to teach him, you want him to teach you to how to get your own bus?
I don't really need to be taught. I'm an ex teacher, but you know, I'm gonna read his book just for fun, just catch up on some notes. But I'm definitely saying, good look, man, you're doing your thing. But I've been doing what he's been doing. I was doing that years ago. I mean, I was teaching.
You know, you're talking about Jocelyn. Jocelyn said she don't have no kids and she's 26.
Yeah, I thought she was like 30. That's cool.
That's another point I was gonna make too. You know, you could be a hoe and not have kids.
so
a lot of guys, you know, they see them kids and they see red flags, which is understandable, but, you know, you could still be a hoe.
Mm-hmm. If anything, you will be more, because you don't have, I mean, you can come out whenever you want. You can do pretty much whatever you want to do all day, every day, and no one can control you because you don't have kids, so.
Exactly. Like, I had a chick that asked me in the, on the PM, and I responded to her in the video. She was like, well, if a chick was fooling with some thugs at 19, but 30, she don't fool with them, she ain't got no kids, you know, say, would a guy still date them? I'm like, yeah, because, like, she don't have the evidence. She don't have the evidence to prove it. Like, if you have a kid, that's your evidence of where you been.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to make a dude start inquiring. I mean, this chick could have been ran through from California to New York. If she ain't got no kids, a dude ain't going to question it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get the fact report.
Yeah, because a lot of these females, they do that. They, you know, the ones that aren't old and single, you know, a lot. What they'll do is they'll be reformed hood rats. They'll be messing around with the thugs when they're in their teens and twenties, and then when they get in their early to mid thirties, you know, they'll change everything and.
Exactly. And that gets on my nerves when girls messing with these thugs, man, just like that incident
in
Baltimore.
They're a doctor or a lawyer or some shit like that.
That's what makes me mad, because girls like that can run around and do whatever they want to do and still get a decent man. But the ones that actually say, okay, I want to have some class and some standards, I have to be single because, I'm not going to do the same things that those girls are going to do. So it's like, but whatever.
Say white women, they do it, I'm sorry, they do it better than black women do on that, because white women be the biggest hoes, and then they still get a picket fence.
Oh, exactly. But
if you don't have the evidence of you having a kid, or you don't have nothing online posted that your husband to be can go see, then hey, you like, because think about it. She could have been a hoe in California, moved to Louisiana or something like that. She a new chick. Mm-hmm. Nobody know anything.
Yeah, right. But hey, I noticed that there's a large supply of white women shaking their rumps lately on World Star Hip Hop and YouTube.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to keep up with black women that's twerking now.
They're twerking now.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that actually by everybody doing it, it'll just die out.
But actually, I hope I hope that a white father sees a white daughter doing it and then whoops the shit out of her.
That would be great. Oh, yeah. Wow. And I hope it's recorded.
Because I have white men tell me if they ever catch their daughters doing that, they will whoop the hell out of them. And I want to see them on YouTube.
When did this phenomenon begin? I know females did dance, but when did all this...
Oh,
that's
been going on since
No. I'm talking about the twerk teens on YouTube and all that. I ain't talking about just twerking.
The twerk teen themselves is really the ones that brought it out more.
Yeah, because everybody's been twerking, but it's like, but until the twerk team came out, now everybody wants to have their own little basement dance team. And walking around with little booty shorts and socks.
But the difference with the twerk team, like, I didn't know the twerk team was, like, for a long time until, like, one of my subscribers told me it was a female, not a dude. Say, you know who the twerk team is? I said, no, I don't. He said, oh, well, look, go look at this. And send me a link. And I looked on YouTube and, like, that's the twerk. I was, like, just amazed. I'm like, I can't believe they can do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, is that real? You know, so.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess that they want to say, I mean, but at least they're making money with it.
Oh, yeah,
they're
making. Yeah, see, they're getting paid.
And one more thing, guys. Guess who's supporting them the most? Their mother is supporting them the most giving them money and making them go on trips. It's their mother.
Well, okay. I'm going to be straightforward, though. If that was my daughter is doing some little nasty stuff like that, if you're going to do like what I was told. When I was a kid, if you're going to do wrong, at least do it right. So if they're going to be doing nasty stuff like that, at least make some money off of it. At least go on tour and make some money. Don't be sitting there making them little nasty videos on YouTube, and you might get a couple of thirsty dude comments. You ain't making money off of that. If you're going to do some garbage like that, go on tour, at least.
Right. Yeah, and them girls, and if you look at their timeline, they everywhere. They be doing shows in London. They be doing shows all over the place in the United States. They making money. Some of the females ain't making a dime.
Mm-hmm. I don't really support that kind of behavior, but at least if you're going to at least make a career out of it.
That's what I was going to say. And the advisor made a good point about that. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Some white girls going to come along, do the exact same shit, and they're going to make big money off of it, and they're going to act like they're the ones who started that shit.
Of course. They always do.
I mean, that's what happened with Rocky.
But guess what happened? There was an incident in I think some part of America where 30 students got suspended, and they're all white.
Yeah,
I was happy as hell.
They were not
happy. Who was happy with me, Nola? Are you happy that these white women got suspended, Nola? Praise Khalid Muhammad, Nola.
I don't give a fuck about them, man. I don't give a damn. That's their problem. I don't care if they got suspended or shot. Yeah, I don't give a damn. That's
all right. Problem. No, but you talking about them white females. Them white females are trying to keep up with black women neck and neck. I'm telling you, them white females is in a gym. I'm telling you, they in the gym. I gotta tell the truth about this. They in the gym and they're working hard trying to get them shapes like black females have. And the killing part about it when they do get these shapes, it looks. I'm sorry, when they do get the shape, it looks better because they work out. They you see them, they do work out. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do work
I'm
out.
I'm sorry.
A lot
they
of
do
black
work
girls
out.
Don't work out because they're like, oh, we don't. I don't want to lose my shape. I don't.
Yeah.
Lose
yeah.
My
right
shape.
There. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
yeah.
want to mess with my
yeah.
weed.
Black women. Black women. Yeah. Black women are very, very sedentary people. They don't. They do not want to work out for some reason. Not all mm-hmm. of them, but.
I'm gonna tell you
so
what. No, I go to the gym. Like I was at the gym today, whatever. I go to the gym all week. You'll see a bunch of, like I said, for every maybe 40 white chicks, you'll see one black chick.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I'm telling you, it's not even. It's not. I don't mm-hmm. care what you go
that
to.
Is
the gym. You can go to the gym in the flat. In like in the hood is the hoods. You're gonna see. Mostly dudes and a few females. You're not. It's not going to
yeah.
be a bunch of females like it is in the white community. I'm sorry. Them females.
Because white women know that if they gain 10 pounds, they'll get replaced.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, and that's true.
I don't think that's true.
Why you don't think that's true?
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I think you see as many fat white women as you do fat black women. You know.
No. We're not talking about the weight. We're talking about working out. I'm just saying.
Working out too. Working out. I mean, either or. I don't think there's a distorted ratio of.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna tell you.
According to the numbers, though, black women do not work out, and we are the most overweight. So.
Of course.
That is
you know,
true.
Course,
actually, I didn't know that. That's true. I researched that.
If you want to talk in terms of just. Women not working out, then you gotta think about it. There are several other factors that you know, and one that comes to mind is this. You know, a lot of black women are single parents. You know, so who the hell is gonna watch the kids? You know what I mean? As
they
can work out at home.
Hold on,
hold on.
Let me
listen.
Let me ask you this.
Hold on, let me let you finish. But let me work out at home. Let me tell you. I'm the biggest workout freak that you ever want to know. And even I don't even work out at home. You know what I'm saying? So, because that shit is boring as hell working out at home. So, to think.
Are you serious?
That
I don't like people, so
listen,
I can't do gym.
The only thing I'll do at home is some push-ups and maybe some sit-ups. I can't work out at the crib. I have to go to the gym.
Okay, now let me
you
ask
what I mean?
what you were saying earlier about the kids. 24-Hour Fitness got a kids club. LA Fitness got a kids club because I've been members of both of those gyms.
True.
24 Connection over here has
that
kids club. But what, in other words, so and I'm gonna tell you, I see the white women because I go to work this morning, bringing their kids to the kids club this morning while they go do their classes.
Listen, but you just. You know, like I said, you know, it's not just the black women who aren't going to the gym. I mean, white women don't go to the gyms. I mean, you have all races and cultures of people that don't go to the gym.
Of course, if you're going to go on that notion, yes, there's people in every race that don't go to the gym. I agree with that 100%. But what Ms. Gabriella is saying by the numbers based on obesity rates, that's what she was getting that from.
Yeah, but
and
but,
from
but,
what
but,
I'm
what
just
is,
saying
oh,
from my perspective and from what I've seen
the,
too.
No,
I'm not talking about the numbers
the
because
the technical indication of obese is your body fat ratio. I mean, it's your body fat to your height, and you know damn well we have a lot of thick women, and I mean thick
I
in a
know,
good way.
I know.
That,
see,
that,
I knew you were gonna
you know,
go there. I knew you were gonna go
yes,
there.
Yes, I understand
the
BMI index. Not the best.
That stuff is. I mean, those little BMI charts are inaccurate because I've actually gone into a doctor and they did the little, they've actually done like a full scan and they said I wasn't obese. But by the chart, because I'm really short, I'm like 4'10" and I weigh 110 pounds. That's considered obese for my height. I'm not, if you see my pictures, I'm not obese. But I'm supposed to weigh 80 pounds. So. I'm not talking about by that. I'm talking about looking obese. I'm talking about big, fat, sloppy stomach, cottage cheese thighs, and five necks. Okay? That's what I'm talking about.
Five
necks. That's what I'm talking about in terms of obese. I'm not talking about thick. There's nothing wrong with being thick. They've actually said that having bigger thighs and big butt and all that, there's no health risk involved. I'm talking about a big old stomach. That's when you can get diabetes and heart attacks and everything else from.
Well,
That's not sick. That's obese.
Well, listen, if you show me six fat black chicks, I can show you three fat white chicks. You know, what the hell is the difference?
Okay, the difference is who works out more and who doesn't think they're sick.
Right. I would disagree on that since I see more smaller white women than I do black women and Hispanic women.
You know what a lot of the problem is? In the black community, we have a lot of women who are clinically obese. They're like one honey bun away from a massive stroke. And we sit up and say, oh, they're thick. And instead of telling them how thick they are, we need to be telling them they need to go to the gym.
Thank you.
Black men encourage it, actually. The weight they have, they encourage it, because I made sure, and see, some people got mad while I was asking Karen Lee Potter some questions. I was asking her questions so I can get into the mind of white men through her experiences. And basically, what she confirmed to me is what I noticed. I don't know who got that noise going on, but it's getting on my nerves. Anyway, she basically said that white men have a standard on white women that if they get out of weight, like, and they don't keep up with themselves and eat like rabbits, they gonna replace them. So they got to work out.
That's why you see them going in, getting them Botox and them fillers and everything else.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, uh-huh. But yeah, because she told me, actually, Karen said that, she said, I actually like that black women could, you know, be, you know, can eat and enjoy a meal and stuff like that, and they happy with their bodies, because, you say, we white women, we got to stay working out. You say, because the white man don't play that.
But see, that's our fault. That's our fault as niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because we thinking all this fat ass and all this bullshit, oh, that's sick. Because you got a whole lot of thirsty niggas out here. You know what I'm saying? Thinking Buffy the Body, you know, chicks like that, oh, she got a fat ass. She got a fat, sloppy ass. You know what I mean? But it's thirsty dude.
Damn.
But I'm not. Yeah, you're right. But I'm not going to lie either. On some levels, them white guys be faking the funk too, man. Because I believe deep down they like a thick black woman too. And I'm not talking about fat. But I'm talking about
I'm talking about video model type.
I mean. Yeah. They like women like that. They like women like video model type women. They just try to act like they don't.
Yeah, because that's where they're trying to crawl into at night when they're trying to get their watch.
Yeah, when they sitting up here acting like some of these females acting like massive bed wench.
Yeah, because I'm gonna give you an example of somebody who I would consider video. Okay, let's just use Beyonce for an example. Ugh. Man, you can't tell me that a white man wouldn't talk to Beyonce if he had the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And Beyonce is what I would consider video model thick.
No, she's not.
I would consider her thick. But not.
I can name some names of some chicks that's video models that consider thick. Okay, did you see my video I put up about the reform hole part two?
That girl looked good.
I saw that.
Okay, with that chick, Shanika Adams. I mean, that's what's considered thick.
That's not bad. I'm talking about when your stomach is like, the thing is, I watched this video, this guy named Robert Perkins on YouTube. He was talking about being thick. He said if your gut sticks out farther than your butt, then you're not thick. So you're just fat. So that's just my standard. If you can have a nice shape, but if you have a big floppy stomach and it sticks out more than any other body part, then you're not thick anymore. That's just fat.
I know that brother you're talking about. Yeah, that brother Snoop Dogg skinny. That brother himself, I'm just thinking about it. You know. You know, I know who you're talking about when you say that. I just thought about it. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny. Dudes like him will be with the biggest chicks. I'm not saying him, but dude, have you seen that? Like, dudes that skinny like he is will be with, like, a chick that, like, dog, like, really? Like,
I've seen that before, too. I'm like, why would you get, like, how would that even work? I've seen couples like that before, too. Big old fat, sloppy woman with a skinny man. I don't know. But
no,
that's the main community, though.
What?
Yeah. But we do, you know what I'm saying? Black, well, I ain't gonna say we because I don't, but black men, you know, a lot, some black men do gas a lot of these women's heads up too much.
Oh, yes, they do. Ooh, yes, they do.
The thirst, boy. Ooh.
I don't say black men are the thirstiest men for free, I'm gonna say. White men are extremely thirsty, too, but that's why the porn industry make all the money is making niggas ain't paying for no porn. You know what I'm saying? They want everything for free on bootleg. But, you know what I'm saying, but they keep bells on the low. We are horrible. Oh, we horrible. Like, prime example, back to that chick. That chick came out, and boy, the thirsting came out. That when that Carmel Kitten chick came out, everybody, every thirsty nigga from every part of the globe was just running off with his mouth.
Mm. Yeah, but see, that's because cats, man, they put too much value on pussy, man. You know, because... It seems like, and I've tried to consciously do this lately. If I see a chick walking my way and I know she's thick from the foot, I try not to even look at it. You know, I'll look at her face because, you know, just because she's walking by me. But as far as that turning around, looking at her ass, and, you know,
and honking your horns and screaming and stuff.
I never understood dudes who did that. Like I never did
that's
that.
Annoying.
I mean, you got to do the you see them. I mean, you got a time to look without even turning your head. Like, why are you breaking your neck?
Right.
And gassing this chick head up more than what it is.
Right. And that's when those thirsty thoughts creep in your mind, like, damn, imagine what I can do with a fat ass like that. I can hit that shit from the back. You know how dudes get. You know, they see a fat ass and all they thinking about is the first thing that pops them up, damn, I hit that from the back. You know what I'm saying? And then those thirsty thoughts come into mind, man, and that's how that thirsty attitude starts, man. And you start hollering at them.
Yep.
And you start worshiping the pussy, you know, putting too much value in it, man. You gotta see, you gotta come. I mean, in my opinion, you gotta look at it from a standpoint where, you know, I've had so much pussy, and maybe you haven't had a lot of, you know, sex in your life, but you have to come with that mindset, like, you know, what makes some pussy any different than any other piece of pussy I had, you know, it's the same shit, you know.
No, well, it is the same,
yep.
But it's not the same.
Yeah, it is. Pussy's pussy, man. You know
well,
I mean?
some chicks may feel a little different,
but you ain't. But the same way you gonna fuck up from the back, the same way you gonna fuck up from the back. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit.
Like I said, I see it.
You know, and that's the way you gotta look at it, man. And then I think that'll limit your thirsty actions towards somebody. I mean, just you meet a female, you just gotta, you know, you gotta vibe with her, you know. And if she's, you know, mentally up to your level, then, you know, you deal with her like that. But, you know, a cat, you know, that says, oh, okay, nah, I'm not gonna fuck with her, but she got a fat ass, so I'm gonna just hit it anyway. You know, I mean.
I never understood this by some brothers, man. Like, what is it with child obsession with that, with them chicks' booty, man? Like me, it's like you got to have a total package. I can't just have one thing and not the other.
Yeah,
because
I've seen
this
chick.
This chick
have a big old butt. And
yeah, it's all in her back.
Yeah.
But then she wearing a B cup. Like, what?
I think
it's so ugly. I can't stand that when a girl is like flat chested and she has a big butt. I know, but you can't help that, though. But the thing is, with a butt, like, I've seen it. There's girls that could be completely fat chested and have a huge butt because it's just a muscle. If you can do squats and stuff and it'll grow and you can get it huge. But if you're flat chested, there's nothing you can do about it. So
it's not the squats, Gabriella.
I mean, I know. I mean, I work out, so I know. But I'm just saying. I mean, you got to do a lot of stuff to get it bigger. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and go on my workout regime and tell you everything I do. But I'm saying, you can make your lower half bigger, but you can't make your upper half. Like, there's no amount of push-ups or anything you can do to make your chest bigger. So, I mean, your girl can't really help it. If she naturally just has mosquito bites on her chest, she can't help that.
And that's when she go visit the doctor and take care of that.
Yeah, but what if some women don't want breast implants?
You're right
some
about
men,
that. Some
you know
women
don't. I don't. Well, I mean, I don't need them. But I'm saying, like, some people, I would be scared to go under the knife.
Well, they have saline implants, too. They're not all silicone.
Yeah,
And
I know,
they don't,
saying,
and they could put.
But even then, I don't really like plastic surgery. It's too, I mean, it's too expensive, and it's not really worth it. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say because they could put it through your navel. They don't even have to cut under your breast no more. They can throw it, send it through your navel.
That sounds disgusting. So.
Hey, it shows there's no marks, no scars. You don't have to worry about seeing any marks or scars.
True. But I just think that, I mean, I can tell the difference between breast implants, the real ones, and they just look, for some reason, from the side, they just look funny. So.
Sure, them doctors doing a wonderful job.
These days. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you like cosmetic surgery, that's up to you. But I'm all for natural enhancement.
Yeah.
So.
I like natural.
I mean,
I like natural.
I don't know.
Oh, but, Lord, it's one of these guys talking about natural. No, you don't like all natural. Don't say that.
I like a natural.
No, but there's men
natural
that go out
cleavage.
There and get their abs done, too. So, I mean, there's men that get the chest surgeries, biceps, and everything else. Like they get a
that's,
muscle
implant. Nah, right there is stupid about chest and biceps. Hold on a second.
I mean, you could.
Erico 509, you on the show?
Yeah, you just told me to call in and give my opinion about it. It's hard to find a good man being a single mom.
Oh, okay. You Laura?
Yeah.
Hey, Laura, how you doing? I've been seeing you commenting for a little bit. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, sir.
Oh, no, don't call me sir. I ain't that old now. Come on now, Laura. All right, well, what's your opinion?
I think in general it's just hard. Not just for single moms. I think it's hard for men, women. It's just a different generation, just different times. People lack a lot of values, a lot of morals. It's just tough. It's really tough on a single mom. I'm a single mom. It's tough.
Oh, how many kids you have?
One. Just one.
One.
One's all I need. Yep.
Okay, one child. Okay, and if you get involved with a man, and if he say he wanted kids, would you give him some?
After marriage, yeah.
After marriage. See, good. That's good. I like to hear that. And so we were talking about something else. Now, have any man tried to get close to your child just to try to get to you?
I haven't. No, I won't allow that.
And now, when you first meet a man, how long does it take for him to meet your child?
My daughter personally has never been around anybody.
Laura, you're just like me. See, well, I like that because, see, I remember one time, like, I was dating women. Women be like, well, can I meet your kids? Like, no, you can't meet my kids. Hell no. Because
no.
I say, oh, people going to meet my kids is a woman I'm going to marry. Period.
It's just not. I mean, I've never really dated a man long enough for him to, you know, prove himself, you know, worthy of meeting my daughter. So, I've had poor choices. So, I've never been in a relationship longer than, you know, a year.
Well, was there something wrong? Was there something wrong with the guy, or what?
It just doesn't work out. I mean, you know, typically it's something wrong with the guy.
Okay,
I mean,
what's
I'm not
wrong?
Trying to
what's
toot my own horn, but yeah.
Okay, well, what's the last thing that was wrong with the last guy?
Just no motivation. He didn't put any effort into the relationship. It was a long distance relationship. And he was a great guy in a lot of ways. He lived in Seattle. I live in Spokane, so it's about a 3-hour difference. And I found myself doing all the commuting, all the work, all the date planning, and then I just got tired.
I agree with that.
This isn't going anywhere. You're not, you know. So I was done with it after a while. I mean, I'll give you enough rope to hang yourself. I mean, I'll give you time to prove yourself. And if you don't prove yourself, then I have to move on. I mean, I go all out. I put 100% of myself into something, and if I don't feel like I'm getting, you know, I mean, I don't even necessarily know that a man can give back as much as a woman can. I think we're designed differently. I think women by nature are givers, and we're helpers. I mean, I think that's what God designed us to do. I think our DNA is different than men's. So I think a woman can put in 100%. I'm happy to get back 70%. I mean, but I couldn't even get 15% back from this guy, so... It was time to move on, and so,
I agree with that. If the relationship is not going anywhere, then why waste your time? I agree with that because
exactly. That's a smart thing to say. A lot of women will sit there and be dead in relationships for years, and they won't understand why they'll be dating a man for about 5 or 6 years and, like, why isn't he marrying you? But if
well, because you're not making him marry you. I mean, you can't make somebody do something, but if you a man can only treat you the way you allow him to treat you. So, you know, when women are desperate in this time to keep a man, they're afraid of being alone. They're, you know, security and all kinds of things. I mean, women, we don't like to be alone. I mean, I think it's human nature. I think, I don't know why it's easier for men, but I know as a woman, it's very difficult. I know a lot of women who are just desperate for love. They want someone to be with.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and those are the easiest ones.
Okay, somebody got some noise in the background.
Sorry,
you know?
That was my fault.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, give me a second. Area code 561, you're on the show. Area code 561? Oh, they're on the show, but I don't hear them. But okay. All right, well, they hung up. Anyway, so Laura, you said that you're just having a hard time. So when you tell men that you have a child, I mean, what's their initial reaction?
Most men seem to be okay with that. That we're in my demographic where I live in Washington, the problem I'm not having with men is not, you know, like, oh, she has a baby, that's a problem. I mean, because most men have children, honestly. So, you know, that doesn't seem to be the issue at hand. And the issue for me is courtship. I can't find a man that will date me. All I find is men that want to say, hey, you want to hang out? You want to kick it? No. I don't want to hang out. I don't want to kick it.
So basically you find Nola. That's what you find everywhere then.
I don't
know
what's that?
Nola. We have a guy on the line named Nola, and he does the same thing. He wants to kick it.
No. I used to.
Oh, yeah,
no woman with. If you want a woman with value, she does not want to kick it. She does not want to sleep with you right away. She wants you to get to know her. She wants you to date her.
See, that's the problem. Men don't want to do that. They'll be like, oh.
They don't want to put
any
effort.
That's the problem. See, that's why I'm single, too.
Yeah,
but
I hear
like,
you.
But men are just like, they expect us to, they're just like, oh, you got to give it. If I don't give it up within the first week, then, oh, I'm not even going to waste my time with that.
But you know what, though? In those guys' defense, and no offense to you, Lauren, because you actually might be a good woman, and I think you are, but I think the bad women have actually messed it up for the good women.
I will agree.
And I think guys have become impatient and they don't want to put in the time and the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, look, this is the thing. This is why I try to tell women, and there are women out there. I always tell women, you know, my biggest pet peeve with women in my generation are the ones who will cheat with a man knowing he's got a girl. No matter what he tells you, anytime a woman has ever caught, and this has happened a couple times, I've actually developed friendships with women whose boyfriends have called my phone. Women have called me saying, what the hell are you doing calling my man? First of all, I didn't know he had a girlfriend. I had no idea. You know what I mean? But women I've never been the woman to do that. Anytime a woman has caught, I've had enough common sense to say, you know what? If this woman has access to go through this cell phone, they are close enough that he is still making her believe that they're together. So I've never been that one. I will never get involved with a married man, a man with a girlfriend, a man with a boo thing, a short, whatever. They're all the same. I mean, you can call it what you want to call it. If a woman's sleeping with a man, 9 times out of 10, that woman loves that man. I mean, they're very... You know, so I will agree. There are some women out there that are just desperate to have a man, and they will want anybody's man. So there are some bad women, but there are some really good women. There's some good men, too. It's just hard to find. It's just hard to find.
I don't see why it's so hard to find because I've ran into good men all the time, and they can't find a decent woman. They always say, man, I'm tired of running to these hoes. I want a decent woman.
I'm going to tell you.
Some of them aren't as decent as you think, though. I've met a few men like that, too.
The good folk, the good people are running into a lot of the what you call ratchet people because, you know, I would think some of it's because the idea that we have. We have this ideal person in mind off of some fantasy. You know what I'm saying? We go off, we're trying to date our, how does Zobians call it? You're too busy trying to date your fantasy, your dream, or your idea, and not trying to date the person. And I think that's what a lot of people's problem is. We're too busy
that's what
trying
I have
to date
recently.
The person. We need
because people have unrealistic standards, too.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Like, people, like, they build up this fantasy in their mind of what they want you to do. And if you can't meet that standard, they get upset. It's like,
that's why dating is so important and people need to realize, because when you date and you get to know somebody, you give chemistry an opportunity to happen. And people don't give chemistry an opportunity to happen anymore.
Some people are gold mercenaries, though, too.
Some people
are just sitting back, gold mercenaries. You sitting there looking at a motherfucker, and excuse my French, and you trying to plan and plot, this person's going to be this one day, so I'm going to sit back in a cut and get ready to benefit off of it.
That's a problem, too.
If you one of those type of people, and then you don't get what you want because the person hasn't gotten to that level where they achieve what you think or feel they should have.
I can't relate to that because I've always been a person that says you should grow together.
You know, my thing is this. I always tell people this, and I practice this and everything. I think you can weed out people 90% of the time if you just engage them in conversation.
Exactly.
Because to me, it's like the only way I can connect with a woman unless me and her can connect in conversation and I'm feeling her how she thinks. To me, that's more attractive how a woman think and how her overall sense of morality is and whatever. Because out of that, that's what she's going to make her decisions and her choices at. You get what I'm saying? But you got to get to know this woman to do that. Because to me, I mean, you can get sex anytime you want. I mean, come on.
Anytime.
Yeah, anytime, but you want somebody that, you know, who could think straight, a woman that you can come up with as a man, and the same thing, a woman want to come up, you know, with a man and everything. So it's just like, that's what it is for me. Like, say, so when I met my wife, that's what, you know, it got us, you know, connected, was just a conversation. It wasn't about, you know, her overall look, even though, yeah, I'm highly attracted to my wife, love my wife and everything to death, you know, everything about her, but the thing is, it's the conversation. Even to this day, it's the conversation that we have. You know, sometimes sometimes I get out of line in my thoughts, and I'm about to make certain decisions. You have to reel me back, and I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I don't want no chick that can't think and can't tell me when I'm wrong.
But Laura, I'm gonna put you on some game right quick. I'm gonna tell you why guys don't really want to date you. It's because it's really subconsciously the kid. They see the kid and be like, oh, she had a kid. She easy. That's what they're thinking. And that's,
gee,
and that's why they want to hang out. Huh?
Did you say she's got a kid so she needs me?
No, she's easy to get into bed.
And they say she got a kid. Like, what the fuck? I got a date for her. She got one. Like, how hard could it be? Because that's how we think.
Well, maybe if I had three or four kids with three or four men, I would assume. But I have one daughter that's almost 11 years old. So when I was 19, maybe I was easy. But I'm now 12. I'm almost 30 years old. I mean, I practice celibacy. I don't even engage in random acts of, you know. I don't do any of that. None of that. I mean, I'm a Christian woman. I'm by no means perfect. I have a past. I've made mistakes, but I don't even engage in sex. I've been celibate for a minute.
When I hit kids, I'm like, dang, that's easy. That's money. Like, that's nothing.
But how many? That's every other woman on the planet.
But this is the thing. It's the thing, you know. That's okay. Now Nola's a special individual. Okay, now I'm gonna talk now. He's special in a good way.
But even without kids, it's still the same issue. The same struggle. If you're a woman and you say, hey, it's going to take a little more than, I want to wait for marriage, or I want to do this, I want to do that. That's usually the last conversation I've had with anybody. So,
I agree.
But I'm going to tell you what screw y'all women up. I'm going to tell you what screw you. Y'all never ask this guy, like, where his head is at when it comes to women. Y'all always just engage them in trying to date and trying to get to know them, but you never ask them, hey, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a relationship?
I always ask.
And if they,
and maybe
if they,
it's where I'm at. Maybe it's my demo. Spokane, Washington. First of all, I do date black men. I don't date just black. I mean, I date all. But, I mean, predominantly, I've probably dated black men my whole life. My daughter's mixed. I'm white. It is what it is. I don't think you can explain your attraction for what, you know, I know black men who have no attraction to white women, and that is fine. I won't date a black, I've had black men say, I detest black women. I think they're ugly. I'm not attracted. And that turns me off because I feel like you come from black women. You have black sisters. You have black aunts. I think black women are beautiful. I think, you know, I mean, I've had men say that to me, and it's a complete turn off. So, I've had a lot of experience with black, and it's not an easy road. Let me tell you, I wish my preference was elsewhere because it's been a tough road. Not that I'm saying that white men are more, you know what I mean, but...
Well, I'm glad you're saying that, Ms. Laura. What makes it tough? Now, I'm going to ask you a question.
It's been a tough road for me where I'm not saying, because I have a few friends. I have some really good friends in Memphis. Mm-hmm. I have been treated like a complete lady in different parts of the world when I've gone on dates. Like, I've got some friends in Memphis, or not boyfriends, but just friends. And it's just a different, anytime I've gone anywhere else, men are a little bit different. Texas, Memphis, Atlanta, you know, predominantly down south is where I've been. But up here where I'm from, men don't have to do what they're supposed to do. They don't have to do the things that, like, a woman like me would expect them to do because there's so many women that they don't have to work that hard for to go get. I mean, you could come to school. I'm not kidding you when I say this. People think I'm lying. This is a black man's dream, a black man with no ambition, of course, that doesn't want to do anything but live off of a woman. You could come here homeless, with nothing, and be slightly attractive with a good mouthpiece, and I guarantee you, you will be able to pick up a woman in the club, move in with her, she will buy you new clothes, she will get you a cell. I mean, I see it all the time. I see it all the time. It's insane. So why would a man put forth effort to, you know what I mean? And this is the problem. I wouldn't want any men like that anyway, but they're few and far and in between. So to find a good one, you really got to look. And most of them are either taken or married, or, you know what I mean? I just haven't ran into one that, you know, I've met a couple nice guys, but they seem to be too scared. Like, one guy seemed highly interested, liking all my stuff on Facebook, messaging me every time he sees me online, asking, you know, always. Finally, I said to him, I said, you can call me, right? He goes, I don't really like to talk on the phone. I talk on the phone all the time at work. No, you don't. You don't work at a call center. You're an x-ray tech. You work in a hospital. You're not on the phone. You're taking pictures of people's bones. Like, give me a break. So I was like, I won't talk to a man. I said, I will not date a man who cannot call me on the phone. I am 30 years old.
Text messaging is annoying.
Yeah.
Any of that.
Text messaging is for kids.
I'm 20. I'm still young, but it's still annoying. I don't want to be
annoying.
Like, it's a hassle because I'm sitting here working on the computer. I'm trying to handle business. I'm trying to promote my magazine. I'm doing stuff. And then I look at my phone. I got a notification. I got to text you. Wait for you to text back. Get back to my work. Then I see you texting me again so I can stop what I'm doing. It's annoying.
Well, it's one thing if you've got an established relationship. You know what I mean? Hey, we've been dating for 6 months. I love to see the I love you baby text or, you know, hey, I miss you. Those are great. But when you're trying to get to know a woman or a man, you want to talk to them. You want to engage in an educated conversation. You want to see, like you said, you want to see if you can have a conversation. That's my biggest thing. If I can't have a conversation with you, we can't hang. We just can't do it.
Well, Laura, I got a question, Laura. So basically what you're telling me is women, okay, you're on the West Coast, right?
I am on the West Coast, yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just asking. Okay, so basically what you're saying is where you live at, women tricking. Bad.
Oh,
I need
to go there. It's something. It's terrible. It's terrible. Oh, I'm telling you, if you're that type of man who wants to live off of a woman and wants to club 6 nights a week and cheat and get away with it and have a, you know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
Nola, that's your paradise, Nola.
I have a friend right now. I have a guy friend right now. His girlfriend is a hospitalist. She is like 20 credits away from being a doctor. She's a nurse practitioner. This girl makes six figures. And this dude that she is with, that she has been with, she has found naked pictures in his phone. She has found text messages. She's damn near caught him naked with another girl. I mean, she's got, and she still takes him back. And she's a pretty girl. She's a smart girl. She's got two little boys. She is just so desperate. She just loves him. I love him. I said, what? What do you mean you love him?
No, but
he don't love you.
But let me ask you this, though. Why are you thinking for her? Well, maybe she likes that shit. Maybe that's, you know what I mean?
She don't
like it. She doesn't like it when she calls me every other day crying.
No, she loves it. Yeah, listen, she loves it. Listen, I had a friend that was just like that. She loves it because if you really hated it, you wouldn't be in it.
Now, I don't know that she loves it. What I think is her self-esteem is so low. That she has no self.
See, I couldn't be her friend because, you know, I can be her friend because she kept calling me, telling me that.
This is the kicker, though. She wasn't even my friend. The guy is the friend. The guy is the guy. The guy is one of my best friend's ex-boyfriends, and he's always been really good to me, and I have never seen this ugly side of him until recently, and I haven't really spoken to him because I feel like I always try to keep it real with him, and he doesn't like it very much. I always try to like him. Like, Sean, you can't treat women like this. Like, you cannot do it. Like, I mean, he's great to me. Anytime I've needed anything, you know, anything at all, he's always moving, you know, moved out of my apartment. He helped me do that. I mean, anything. You know, he'll be there for me in a minute. If somebody's, you know, being disrespectful to me, he'll be right there. Anything. But this girl, he was the friend. I met her through him. So,
I don't get in anybody's business. I don't give nobody.
That's why I said, Sean, do not introduce me to any of your girlfriends. I had a text message the other day from a girl that said, Laura, ? I said, yes. I said, who's this? Is this Laura? I said, yes, it is. Can I help you? This is Sean's girl. I said, I wanted to say which one, because that doesn't help me. But I didn't say that because I didn't want to be, you know, I don't want to get. I said, okay. She says, well, I've heard a lot about you. I can't wait to meet you. I will now unblock your number from his call, from his phone, because she went through and blocked every single number because she runs his cell phone account. I said, who wants to go through all that? Who wants to go through and go through their man's phone all the time and block numbers? And
someone who is self-conscious, they don't love themselves, don't respect themselves.
No, well, also someone who's not a man, because you, if a female going through your phone like that, you're not no man. I'm sorry. I mean, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, you
probably go through the phone. She just runs the bill. So, you know, when you are on you're the account holder of the cell phone, you can see everything. You can see all the messages.
Yeah.
You can go through and see all the numbers you're calling, so she can go through and block all those. I mean, I don't know that she had his phone. She just was going online looking at all the, you know, the history.
Yeah, but she got to grab the phone to block him.
Who
wants to go through all that, though? But that's how it is out here. I would say a good 80% of the women, and not just white women, black women too, who date black men in Spokane, Washington, go through that stuff every single day. And that's why I can't leave Spokane. My daughter is grounded here. She loves it here. She's been in the same school since she was in kindergarten. She's very close with my parents. I have a strong support system. So I can't just up and leave because it's what's best for her. She doesn't even like the idea of moving. So, you know, I'm in a situation, but I've embraced single life. I mean, it's not always such a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Give me a second, Laura. Area code 817, you're on the show.
Hello?
Yeah, so how you doing? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Anne. I just saw the topic of the day on your Facebook. It's about dating women who already have children.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. I always get bothered with, you know, guys who would approach a girl who is obviously pregnant or she has a baby and they start dating that girl. I just don't understand that. I have a friend who, when she met her current husband now, she was, she had a three-month-old baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand why a man in his right mind would approach that kind of girl. And then when they find out that she's single, they'll still go ahead and do it. I know in very rare cases it works out, but I just think sometimes men get themselves in this kind of situation. I just don't understand. So I was just listening to all these different conversations just to understand why men do such a thing.
Well, a lot of men are immature. Let's be honest with you. A lot of men are very immature to do some of the things that they do. And what people don't realize, men mature at a slower rate than women anyway. You know, that just, and a lot of men think with the head in their pants, not the head on their shoulders. That's a lot of it, too. I mean, men do some of the craziest things I've ever seen sometimes. And I shake my head and say, man, dude, like, really? You know what I'm saying?
I know. I have a five-month-old baby. Okay, I'm married, and I hope and pray, and I try to make things work with me and my husband because I want my baby to grow up the way I did. keep mom and dad together for forever. I'm hoping that for myself too. But I don't understand, because when I was pregnant, obviously 9 months, 8 months pregnant, men would approach me, and if they, I want to go on a date, I'm like, seriously, there are too many beautiful women out there. Why would you want to go out on a date with me? I am pregnant. And now because I cannot get a 5-month-old baby, they are approaching me really seriously. I just don't understand that. So I guess, yeah, I'm just listening to the conversation to find out exactly what it means and how can I respond to that kind of immaturity.
Yeah, but see, do you think that's a lack of immaturity, though? I mean, because what does it matter if the kid is 5 months or 5 years old?
No, I think it matters, because obviously when you are pregnant, as a woman, when you are pregnant, right, whether you are with a baby daddy or whatever or not, okay, you are going through a transition in life. That time is time for you to slow down, okay, slow down, focus on the baby, focus on what's going on in your life. It's already big enough. I don't think you have time to be worrying about dating somebody when you just broke up with this guy who made you pregnant in the first place. It's time for you to step back and focus on your life. So I think it's immaturity on both parts, you know, on the mom and also on the man, because obviously there's something wrong going on there. You understand what I mean?
Well, I know some guys that like to
do that. Has nothing to do with the guy. I mean, because I mean that's all on you. If you need time to heal or you need time to focus on a baby, that's on you for you for
no,
you
but,
know.
But
it doesn't matter how you do
the
action out of the day. If you're not ready, then all you say is no, and you won't have any problems.
I know, but the guy gets himself in this situation. In my case, I'm not gonna give any guy who approached me knowing I have a 5-month-old baby any time of the day, because I'm already married. I respect my husband. But what I'm saying is those women who get themselves in this situation, they approach, say, somebody who has a 5-month-old baby, and then they fall in love with this person, and then later on they have problems, and then they get this woman pregnant again, and then, you know, you understand where I'm going with this, and then they cry, fall, oh, my God, she's so nasty, now she wants child support, she wants this. You saw that coming. Why would you go and do that? There's so many, plenty of women who are single, they are looking for a man to settle down with or have a relationship with, who don't have kids. I think people who have kids should stick with people who have kids, because there's no way, you know, I mean, some rare cases it works out, don't get me wrong, but people who have kids, single people who have kids should stick to single people who have kids too, because they can understand each other. Because I can't imagine myself dating a man who has kids when I don't have kids. And then I want his attention, and then he has to take care of his children, and all that stuff that goes on with the mothers, the other girl who is the mother of the babies, and all that stuff. I don't think I want to put myself in that situation. I just don't understand why people do that. I don't get it. I will never get it.
And that's why I said at the beginning of the show that I think single people who don't have kids need to get with those people, because when you have children, you know, I know the difference. You know, you think different, and you know one person's gonna be selfish, the other person's not gonna be selfish. I mean, you think different. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just true. I mean, like Laura, don't you agree with that? Did you think different?
I do. I actually do. I prefer to date a man who has. I don't want a man that has 16 of them. But
no.
I prefer to date a man who has at least one child, two at the most. I mean. Because I'd like to have more children, so I don't already want to have a Brady Bunch. But, you know. But,
yeah,
I agree. My best friend married a guy, and he raises his girls like they're his own. And their father's actually in the picture as well. And they have all three of them have a wonderful relationship together. And that works, and that's a rare case. But she can't have any more children, so they can't have children together. And in that case, it works, but it's very rare, and they're very Christian.
Right.
They have God.
Mm-hmm.
They have God in the center of their home, which I stand firm on. Not difficult to find. You know, the first thing I'll ask a man is, you know, are you Christian? That's a deal breaker for me if a man's not a Christian. You know, will you pray with me? Will you do all these intimate things? Will you go to church with me?
Let me tell you. Every man's a Christian if he wants a pussy.
Well, that, absolutely, and that's a problem. But that's why you have to be a smart woman and make him earn it, like by putting a ring on your finger.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to do that, though. Nobody, in this day and time, like, I've had more people say that they would rather move in with me than actually want to marry me, you know, marry you or get into a serious relationship. They kind of want to have their cake and eat it, too.
Sure.
That's what
absolutely. And that's what makes it hard. That's what makes it hard to find a good mate for people because
just like you said, the bad ones messed it up. It's like the women that give it up on the first date are the ones that ruined it for the ones that actually say, okay, I actually want to wait for marriage. Okay, this is what I want to do. They're like, oh, well, no, I'm not going to waste my time with that. I can find, there's 20 other girls out there that will do the same thing.
But
hey,
those aren't good quality men, so you don't want them anyway. So,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura, I want to ask you a question. Are you busy next Monday night?
No, I'm usually off on Monday.
Okay, because I'm going to have to message you or something, because I really want to get into that talk with you about thirsty women. Thirsty women, because we always talk about thirsty men, but nobody really goes into detail. Since you have a lot of stories about thirsty women.
What does that mean about what does that mean?
The women that are sitting there
basically
taking care of a man that are sitting there babysitting.
A desperate woman.
Women are desperate for companionship.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Women are desperate for companionship. A lot of women have a hole in their life that they're trying to fill with a man. They need to be trying to put God in that hole, and he might send you a man. I mean, that's where I'm at with it. I mean, I've been every aspect. I can't even lie and act like I have not been just about every woman I could possibly try to be. I have now found out that the best woman I can be is a woman of God.
I agree with that. But hold on, Nola, whoever said that. But I'm trying to confirm this with Laura. Laura, I would send you a message or whatever, and let's see if we can set this up, because I want to talk about this in detail because I ain't got much time left on the show. But if we can set it up next Monday, we'll set it up because we need to hear more about thirsty women.
Yeah, you need to talk about that too, because I think I know quite a few women who can't live without a man. They jump from a
relationship. I know some too. That'd be a fun topic.
They can't. It's like I always tell them, why can't you just give yourself time, know yourself, and take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. The right man will come along. If he doesn't, it's okay, too. Just, you know, take care of yourself and your children.
Exactly.
If you have.
Okay, who else got a comment real quick? We got 7 minutes left. Who's there was trying to speak saying that's not true? Somebody was saying about the truth.
I think we have a problem. When she said she gave her life to God, man, that's one of the hardest things for niggas to handle, that God thing, man. You got to angle yourself totally different with that God thing. The Jesus, oh, my God. If you thought that Jesus, it's over. Jesus said, wait. Okay. All right.
I can also say that, like, you know, I'm not a Christian. I wouldn't say that I would put God first. But I would say you have to value yourself. It doesn't necessarily have to be Christian. If you're a Christian, that's something that, you know, gives you a moral purpose, then, yeah, go ahead and do it. But you can say you respect yourself first. You cannot just go on a date and then sleep around with everybody. Just because you don't believe in Jesus, it doesn't mean that you can, you know, go around and sleep with everybody on the first date and stuff. You have to respect yourself, have values and morals.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I always
tell my friends. Whatever people's beliefs are, they're their beliefs. That's my personal belief. I don't judge people. I never deny my God. I never deny my beliefs. I never deny that Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. It's not my place to judge anybody. That's his place. So I don't judge. Whatever your moral system, just be a person of integrity. Be a person of morality. You know, those are just my personal, you know. And what the guy say when they start talking about Jesus, I'm always going to talk to him. I'm never going to deny what I believe in. So, I mean, I'm not a person that goes around saying, Yeah, absolutely not. And if you and if that man, the man that, you know, is interested in me doesn't like it, then obviously he's not the man for me. He's not the man for you.
Well,
if, to be with.
Well, Laura, if you're that strong in your in your beliefs and you need a man that that believes the same way, of course, with balance, because some people that don't really read the Word of God and can't really understand it, they can, you know, they'll go off the deep end. But that's my suggestion for you. And that'd be one conversation piece. That, see, like, for instance, let's say, like, if I was talking to you and listening to you, I would go into that whole conversation and engage you there. That's how any guy can engage you. Could you find what the woman talks about the most? And if you're good at that, not trying to run game, but if you are a person who are learned in certain things, then you could talk all day about the church, the Bible, and stuff like that. And then you look up, you can talk like 3-4 hours to this guy. And then y'all could build, like, all y'all relationship talking off of that, and it goes into other things. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm thinking.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
but that's a clear sign. It's a really clear sign of what a man really wants from you if he's not even willing to do that. Like, if he's willing to let the woman take the lead in the relationship, then you know exactly what he's looking for.
Well, if a man wants interested in you, he's going to meet you where you're at and try to figure out how he can get into your world some way, form, or fashion. If he wants to, now, if he just wants to smash, he ain't trying to figure that out. He wants to smash and go by his business. That's too much like work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get you a quick one. You ain't about to do all that work for that. But if you,
but
you,
that's
you know,
what women need to wisen up and start making some of these men show them instead of telling them. You can tell me what you want to. You're blue in the face. But if you do not show me,
I agree with you. Actions speak louder than words.
And you also have to be aware that they got people that are good actors too. That's why.
But you got to be good at with a BS meter too. I mean, it's unfortunate that people don't have the BS meter. You know what I'm saying? I can tell when you're BSing me. You can tell me whatever you want to tell me, but I can look at you right in your eyes because the eyes don't lie. Look in a person's eye; it tells on them every time. You know what I'm saying?
That's why Facebook is so great. You can just get on somebody's Facebook and really. I remember a guy tried to talk to me at the mall one day, and I took his number. I didn't give him mine, and I checked out his Facebook, and sure enough, I go on there. He's smoking weed, rolling blunts, talking the N-word this, N-word that. Not my type of guy. Nothing wrong. Hey, if that's what you do, that's what you do, but not my type of guy. So I had to, I had to let it pass.
Is it N-word? Mm-hmm. Damn.
I'm just not big on that. I don't knock it. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I mean,
My position, I really don't use that in my life too much at all. I really don't. Now, once in a while, among black people, every once in a while, I may use it to describe something, but not as.
Can I tell you the African perspective of using the Negro word? What I don't get. I mean, I'm from Africa, Malawi. I've lived in America for 6 years, and I was shocked that people use that word. Really, for real, they use that word. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white. If that word is the right term, I don't think anybody should be using it. Because if nobody used that word, I wouldn't have known. Most people wouldn't have known how to insult a black person. You know, I know it's in the history books. There was a time when those derogatory words were used. It doesn't mean we should erase history, but it doesn't mean we should be saying it as if it's okay. Like just saying brother, and then use nigger. It doesn't make sense to me. It just sickens me. And I always say, you know, my husband, because from my country, he likes to use that word. He's like, oh, I'm an American now or whatever. I'm like, but don't say that word in front of my child, because I don't want my child to grow up thinking she can call herself that word and it's okay. But she's not. She's not. No black person.
I definitely agree with you 100%. I don't think no black person should use it, because then why you get mad when somebody racist called you that word? You know what I'm saying? You can't use it and then expect them not to say it too. I mean, you got to draw the line in the sand somewhere where you say, okay, this is not appropriate. We shouldn't be using this sort of thing. But that is a big topic, using that word.
It's a whole other show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a whole other
show.
About that particular word. But you know what? Look, I appreciate everybody, you know, coming to the show tonight and sharing in the conversation and everything. And we'll definitely be back next Monday. And hopefully Miss Laura could come through and talk about thirsty women, because we interested in hearing about that. Because them women in Spokane, Washington, I got to hear about them women. Okay, I mean, I'm very interested in hearing about them women up there. So if anybody's subscribed to my YouTube channels, I'm going to go ahead and turn all my videos loose for the day. I'm going off about the New Orleans Mother's Day shooting and everything else I'm going off about for today. And appreciate everybody joining. Ms. Gabriella, I think she put her links in the chat box so you can get in contact with her as well. And oh my God, Nola. You hearing back there? Anyway, I appreciate everybody coming through.
Thank you.
And
see you next Sunday, hopefully.
Okay, definitely see everyone next week.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Take care.
All right.